This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in as we're live here. Back at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks here off 59. And Kirby, come on out and have a good time and hang out with us. You need to. Get on out here as these games are heating up. Clint has his own personal parlay. And then we also have the team parlay. I think both are doing pretty good. You got BCU in the lead right now, 19-17. You need that one. And then McNeese State is just destroying Clemson right now at the half, up 31-13.
Yes!
At the half. So looking pretty good right
now.
Yeah,
if we can get this McNeese game to hold on, man, we're going to be in some pretty good shape for both these parlays we got rolling.
I feel good about it. Feel good about all four of them, man. Not messing with a lot of, the games that really make you nervous is to me kind of like the U of H game, where you never know when a team's going to take their foot off the gas. Then you never know when they're going to put somebody in, and then what do the other team's second stringers do versus the other ones. And then, hey, you're up 18 and a half. All right, now they should win by 18. The next year, it's 20.
Yeah.
It's just 40 seconds left. Somebody hits some shots, and damn near, you done won by 17.
Well, the good thing for us is, and for you, just say us, I'm talking about McNeese State, by the way, but the good thing is that them and U of H, they're winning with defense, and that typically, your depth plays some similar defense because they've been working on it all year long. So they don't have to make shots. They just need to keep that defense intensity up, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, that's not what they're thinking. Yeah. They and they're thinking, trying to get, we going, I'm gonna get on. Let me hit me a shot.
I'm in a transfer portal after tonight's game.
Transfer portal. Can I get on one shot at moment? Can I get me a moment on that bad boy?
Give me a good 10-point run here. I can transfer and make a little money next year.
There you go. So come on out. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Have some good food and good drinks. I think I might try them wings here in a little bit. I saw you get them.
I did the smoked wings. They're good, man.
I saw you. Might have jumped on that.
Not a big mess. It's nice.
All right, Clint. We see a lot of teams try to change rules committee and all this thing. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, reports that the Lions have proposed a bylaw change that would allow wild card teams to be seeded higher than division winners based on record. So basically, whoever in a playoff matchup, Clint, has the better record is the host team. Right, that would be the case, and they're not basing it by divisions and division winners and things like that. The NBA has it, right? They base it off the conference standings and not necessarily the division standings in terms of who has home field advantage. And in this case, that would have meant a team like the Texans, Clint, would have actually had to go on the road to face a team like the Chargers, who had a better record than them. Do you like this move? Would this be something you would be down for with the NFL?
Absolutely. I know Texans fans are going to hate me for that, but absolutely.
I mean, just because it worked for them this time, and I don't.
Well,
know.
I mean, you've got a crappy division. You could win this division next year with 9 games, and you want a home game, right? I mean, for us here, it's pretty damning, to be honest with you, given our history. But I just think it's the right thing to do. I think moving forward, it should be how many wins you have in a season, and they should reseed that thing when the playoffs start. I'm okay with you automatically getting in. I mean, I'm okay with you winning a division you're in. But if you win a division like Seattle did back in the day,
when they were 7-9,
seven wins, like your ass got to be the dead last seed in the bunch.
No, I'm with you. It is the sport where it to me it appears home field advantage is like such a big
advantage.
As opposed to other sports. Right, it feels
the only bigger advantage is the bye,
and
that's because you just get to, you don't have to play, you just get to move on,
and obviously you get to get healthy and you take hits, but no, I'm with you. It doesn't feel as bad like last year with the Texans because it was within one game and they felt like similar teams, but yeah, that is a like the Vikings were playing for the number one seed and a bye, and then the next week they had to go on the road.
Go to California, right? Actually, they ended up going to Arizona.
L.A. They played
the Fires moved to Arizona. Yeah,
but had to go on the road.
Yeah.
Winning almost, 15 games. 15-2, man. You got to be at home, man. You got to host one.
Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly with you on that, man. Yeah, I love this. I love the thought here. Did you see the other thing that they proposed?
Hold on, real quick before you. Do you think that will fly?
Yes.
You think that is something that will change?
Yeah, I think
off.
I do.
Yeah,
I do. The other thing that they proposed, which I 100% dislike, by the way, is the automatic first down on defensive holding or illegal touching.
And they say no.
Like right now, it's an automatic first down.
First down, yeah.
I mean, their proposal is if the penalty yardage doesn't equal a first down, get the first down, then it should be remain fourth down or whatever, third down, whatever, and you go. I've dialed up a perfect play, and I've got the matchup that I want, and my guy's breaking open. Your guy knows he's beat, so he tackles him on third and 18, and all of a sudden I got to line up again and do it on third and 3.
I
don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that because college they do it all the time, which is smart. If you go because it's 15, right? It's not a spot foul.
Yeah,
like I'm just gonna grab you, even if it is a first. I'm just gonna grab you and pull you down. Now, because some of it is tough. Some of it is tough where it's just.
Well, if it's defensive holding or illegal touching, it's different than pass interference. Like it's not like
well, defensive holding is automatic.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But they're different penalties, right? So it's. I don't know. I'm out on that one. I like the best record. You see this thing, the best records get the home games. As far as changing the penalties, no, man. If you're going to grab my receiver and tackle him to the ground on a third and 18 or a fourth down in a critical situation, I got to get to that first down.
Next line coming in. Nah, if you can't win your division, you don't deserve a home game. But you deserve one if you win your division at 8-9 or not, like I don't.
Yeah, 500 football team deserves a home game just because they play in a crappy division. Yeah, that's not that ain't right.
I don't agree with that. And it'll never pass because too many homer owners will lose home games. Well, they're not losing.
The other owners would gain.
I'm just saying they're not losing them to just random people. They're not losing them to the Dodgers.
Well, I think, Ron, the reason that it's an easy change is because, as you mentioned, I know all leagues aren't created equal, and obviously sports are different, but like there are blueprints out there of how it works in other sports.
Yeah. No, like Houston. Like right now, Houston, I think they're in the same division as OKC. Like Houston shouldn't have to, if they're the 2 seed, they have the second best record in the conference, shouldn't then have to go on the road to play the Lakers because the Lakers won the Pacific with Golden State in there as their second best team, right? Like Like, I agree. I think it should be. I think the overall thing should be seeded as records. To begin with from the jump, right? I think it should be wherever moving on should be from the jump best record rolling through. So I like that time. Like you said, that time the damn Seahawks were 7-9 and hosted like an 11 or 12 win Saints team. That was insane.
Yeah, Memphis is the team you were thinking of in the division. With the Rockets.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, Clint said something earlier about one of the newest Texans that I think Texas fans are hoping makes a big impact. He had a question about him. We'll discuss that and get his answer coming up next.